This is a mushroom, and this is a delicious cup of coffee. One of the hottest, newest trends in the coffee world is to put some of this into this. But here's the question, is it any good? Oh, God! Hello, Internet. Welcome to Food Theory, the show that puts the fun in fungi. Why do I write this stuff? But let's talk about our favorite fungi, shall we? No, not this guy. Mushrooms. See, mushrooms, if you weren't aware, are quickly becoming the rage in the coffee sphere. From hipster coffee shops to social media, people are starting to pump up this strange new beverage. We're talking mushroom coffee, mushroom teas, and mushroom lattes. And these aren't the only beverages. More recently, the trend has begun to spread toward mushroom energy drinks, mushroom sparkling water, and mushroom mocktails. Blech. This got me thinking, why? Why is everybody so nuts about mushrooms? What the heck is up with this stuff? Does it even taste good? Does it give you a different kind of buzz than regular coffee? Or is it an ancient conspiracy to control us all via cordyceps? That's what I'm aiming to find out today. And maybe, just maybe, we can understand a little more of how this new mushroom coffee breaks the mold. Gather around, loyal theorists, as we prepare a couple of venti-sized shots of reality to put this new trend to the test. First of all, it's important to understand what mushroom coffee is and what it isn't. Because sometimes the phrase mushroom coffee can be a bit of a misnomer. To kick it way, way back, we should start with what a regular cup of coffee is and how it's made. Regular coffee comes from filtering hot water through ground-up coffee beans. The water absorbs the flavor from the coffee grounds as it seeps down, and voila, a cup of coffee. You know this, I know this, so what the heck is mushroom coffee? See, you might think that it would work the exact same way, just replacing coffee grounds for mushroom grounds. But it works a little bit differently. It's actually a combination of ground up mushrooms in addition to ground up coffee beans. Place your mixture of mushrooms and coffee beans in a filter, heat up the water, pour over, and biggity bam, done. So really, it's not mushroom coffee per se, but coffee with mushrooms. It might be more accurate to call it coffrooms or mushfee, cough mush. Let me try one more. Cough mushy room. Nailed it. Some common words associated with the flavor of this hybrid drink might be things like earthy or funky or complex. Fancy ways to say it tastes like dirt. Jokes aside, technically there are some people and brands out there brewing straight up mushroom coffee with no coffee beans at all as a true alternative. Instead, they use a blend of a bunch of other herbs that will definitely make for a departure in taste. And listen, if mushroom coffee isn't your cup of tea and you'd rather stick with the classic cup of joe, you should never settle for anything less than our sponsor for today's video, Cometeer. Forget having to go through the rigmarole of putting on clothes and leaving your home just to get a decent cup of coffee in the morning. Now, you don't need to do any of that. Except maybe still put on clothes. Cometeer reimagines what it means to make an incredible cup of coffee at home. No machine required. And it's cool. Literally cool. See, Cometeer sources coffee from specialty roasters like Onyx, Proud Mary, and Counterculture. They brew it to perfection and flash freeze the brew at -321 degrees Fahrenheit to lock in that peak flavor. That's just dope in and of itself. You know what's even doper? You get it delivered straight to your door in dry ice. Then all you gotta do is peel back the lid, hit the eject button, drop the puck in your favorite mug, add some hot water, stir, and you have the best coffee you've ever made at home. Or thaw yourself a capsule and you can make an iced coffee or iced latte better than any barista. And if you're someone that needs that extra kick that a regular cup of coffee won't give, each capsule gives 180 milligrams of clean caffeine per cup. Personally, I love Cometeer because I wake up grumpy, sleepy, and at least three other dwarves on any given day. And even though I want delicious coffee every day, sometimes I don't want to spend time grinding beans, finding my press, and hoping I don't mess something in the delicate process up. It's stressful, and my day hasn't even started. With Cometeer, there's no thinking, just drink it. If you haven't tried it, you can get $30 off your first order by going to cometeer.com/foodtheory or visiting the link in the description below. Thank you, Cometeer, for sponsoring us today. Now, let's talk mushrooms. So what, can I just grab any mushrooms off my pizza or off the tree in my backyard and throw them in my coffee machine? No. Definitely no. Because let's be real, there are millions of mushrooms out there. Some of them are tasty, and some of them will kill you. Some of them will make you big enough to stomp on Goombas, and some of them will have you staring at your hands for hours while listening to the acoustic version of Hey Ya by Outkast. So what is the right kind of mushroom for mushroom coffee? For starters, mushroom coffee is made from medicinal, not culinary mushrooms. Culinary meaning the types of mushrooms you'd usually use to cook your favorite dishes with. Those mushrooms include things like oyster mushrooms, shiitake mushrooms, and portobello
portobellos.
Medicinal mushrooms, on the other hand, include breeds like chaga, lion's mane, reishi, king trumpet, turkey tail, and cordyceps. Yes, like the kind in The Last of Us. No, it's not gonna do the thing. So that should give you a primer on what mushroom coffee is and a little of what it isn't. Again, it's not just ground up mushrooms, but actually a mixture of dehydrated mushroom powder with ground coffee beans. Another thing to know about mushroom coffee, it is not new. As it is often said, necessity is the mother of invention. And supposedly, mushroom coffee made its big debut during World War II thanks to food shortages in different parts of the world. In Finland, in particular, there are reports of many different types of coffee substitutes hitting the scene, sourced from all different kinds of ingredients, like toasted rye. And one of those substitutes? Chaga mushroom coffee. Now, it's a little bit harder to verify this. It's one of those potential urban legends that may have been popularized by Four Sigmatic, a current leading mushroom coffee brand. Kind of a, see, this isn't just a new fad, our grandparents did it too, kind of thing. And now it just gets repeated as fact. That being said, chaga mushrooms have a black exterior that when steeped in water overnight, does produce a coffee-like water in appearance. And even though chaga mushrooms don't have caffeine, they have been found to boost energy and improve biomarkers of fatigue. So it makes sense that somebody would use this as a wartime alternative when coffee beans are in short supply. Something similar happened during the Civil War, when chicory became a popular coffee alternative. And it was so popular that many places, like New Orleans, still mix it with their coffee. It's become a unique part of their cultural identity. But even if you discount mushroom coffee's wartime roots, there's evidence that many ancient cultures have used mushroom-laced drinks and teas throughout history, dating back to ancient Greece, China, Japan, and Siberia. In some ways, it makes it more old school than traditional coffee, which first became popularized in the mid-15th century. Either way, if mushroom-based beverages are so old, what brought them back into the spotlight? What's responsible for the current new trend? I mean, there's certainly no coffee shortage now, so why the heck would anyone try this? Is it because it tastes amazing? No, it tastes like the inside of a Planet Fitness, and that is not a joke. A big factor, though, is the 2020 COVID pandemic, which kickstarted a consumer focus on health and wellness in their diet, particularly toward plant-based foods. Since then, the market has skyrocketed and is expected to double by 2030. Alongside all of that, supplement use has also seen a boom since the pandemic days, particularly those that improve mental states and decrease anxiety levels. Because if you couldn't tell, most of America is pretty stressed out right now, with as many as 38% more people seeking mental health care since the pandemic. When you add all of these factors together, it makes sense that the time was ripe for not only a supplement that could counteract some of those effects, but also a coffee drink that didn't lead to spikes in anxiety. Enter mushroom coffee. Why? Because supposedly, mushroom coffee has a ton of health benefits that make it better for you than regular coffee. And that is its big selling point. Mushroom coffee being totally groovy for your body may sound ridiculous, but it's not without some basis in reality. Several studies have seemed to find links that suggest multiple health benefits. Those health bennies differ depending on the specific type of mushroom. Kind of like each one has its own sort of healthy superpower. Think of them like the grosser, earthier Avengers. For instance, lion's mane mushrooms, named because of their distinctive look, offer a bunch of supposed health boosts like improved cognitive function, reduced anxiety and depression, enhanced immune system, and support for digestive health. Chaga mushrooms, which we mentioned earlier, are said to boost the immune system, lower cholesterol and blood sugar, support gut health, maybe even help fight off cancer. Which, like, dang, a normal cup of cold brew just kind of makes you need to poop. And the list goes on. Reishi mushrooms boast immune system support, while cordyceps have been found to fight inflammation and aging, in addition to turning you into zombies that are killed by Pedro Pascal. With all of their powers combined, you've got a theoretically potent brain and body-altering brew. And that is precisely what makers of mushroom coffee blends have been promising. After all, it only makes sense that if you add them together, you're now making a healthier for you coffee. And why wouldn't you want to drink that every single day? Especially when you contrast that with traditional coffee, which, let's be fair, has a lot of its own benefits, but has also been linked to things like anxiety, insomnia, restlessness, and digestive issues. In theory, or at least in this case, in marketing, the idea is that by adding these to your coffee, you'll receive the exact same health benefits. That sounds pretty amazing. But if you want to charge me more money than what I already spend on coffee and tell me it's super healthy for me, I'm gonna be skeptical. really skeptical. So I started doing some digging. Medicinal mushrooms themselves claim to be good for you, but do those same benefits actually translate to the cup of fo jo you're drinking? By the time the mushrooms are processed and brewed, do the effects still exist? Or is all of this hype based on an untested idea? Bad news for you mushroom maniacs, and strike one for mushroom coffee. Notice how I kept saying supposed benefits? Many of the studies around the benefits of medicinal mushrooms in general have an important caveat. The amount of research that's been done on humans has actually been very limited. This goes doubly for the effect of mushroom coffee specifically, of which, according to experts, there is almost zero actual research. But even if those studies could apply to humans and could apply to mushroom coffee, there's another strike against mushroom coffee. A lot of the brands don't even carry the recommended dosages to actually give you the theoretical health benefits. You see, you actually need around 2,500 milligrams of many of these medicinal mushroom supplements per cup to benefit from them. And not all mushroom coffee brands carry that dosage in just one cup. For example, Four Sigmatic, one of the more well-known brands in the space, has a dark roast that only has 1,500 milligrams of each mushroom per 12-ounce cup. And MaxFit has a coffee line that only has 500 milligrams of mushroom blend per cup. That's not to say that they're all like that, but it means that if you're not reading the label, you could be misled. That means for certain brands, you might need multiple cups to actually see any of these supposed health benefits to begin with. This type of issue actually has a nickname in the health product and supplement world: fairy dusting. The nickname describes the marketing tactic whereby a product hypes up a certain ingredient and its health benefits, but only includes a minimal amount of this ingredient. In some cases, a small enough amount that it might as well not be included at all. One notable example is turmeric, which requires a dose of at least 250 milligrams to be effective. But often there are multivitamins that boast doses as low as 6 milligrams in a vitamin. This also happens quite a bit in the skincare product industry, with products trying to go for whatever it word happens to be in vogue at the moment. Part of the reason mushroom coffee blends suffer from this has to do with the ingredients themselves. Like I said earlier, these ingredients are often very bitter, funky, and earthy. Naturally, the way to counteract this to make sure the mushroom coffee doesn't taste like dirt is to use other fillers to dilute the taste, or even to use less of the actual ingredient. So strike one, the studies aren't proven. Strike two, lots of brands don't even carry the recommended dosage. And all of that brings us to strike three. We're not even sure if our bodies are able to absorb the chemical compounds found in mushroom coffee at all. A lot of that has to do with how the mushroom coffee blends are processed. For starters, the specific part of the mushroom that's used for the blend is really important. You see, mushrooms have two main components. There's the fruiting body, which is the main part of the mushroom that you see, and then there's the mycelium, which is the root network. Which does mushroom coffee use? Again, it depends on the brand. Some use the fruiting body, some use the mycelium, and others use a combination of the two. A lot of people ask if one is better than the other, and there's actually a lot of debate about this in the science world. But right now, the evidence points to many of the important bioactive compounds that we link to the health benefits actually being the fruiting body, as opposed to the mycelium. So the part of the mushroom used in the coffee blend matters. But just as important is how these compounds are obtained from the mushroom, and whether or not they're extracted from the mushroom itself. You see, mushrooms have a rigid cell wall known as the chitin, and this cell wall actively hinders the important chemicals associated with mushrooms' health benefits from releasing during digestion. And the chitin stays present even when the mushrooms are ground up. That means if the mushroom blend manufacturers are just grinding up mushrooms, chitin and all, then that's gonna be present and limit your body's ability to absorb all the stuff you'd want from a medicinal mushroom. There are ways to extract the compounds to make the effects much more potent without the chitin getting in the way, but it's not cheap. To make sure you're not getting ripped off, you need to check the labels to make sure they're using A, the right parts of the mushroom, and B, extracting it correctly in a way that passes the supposed health benefits onto us. Maybe. By the way, many brands don't specify how they do all that stuff. So, good luck. So yeah, the catch on mushroom coffee is that its whole shtick might not even be real. And that's not even mentioning the other things working against mushroom coffee, like the price. Mushroom coffee can cost up to twice as much as regular coffee. You'd think it'd be more affordable, or at least similarly affordable, seeing as how mushrooms literally grow on trees and pretty much anywhere else you can think of. But coffee bean plants are so prevalent around the globe and have had decades, even centuries, to build up the infrastructure for coffee trade. And look, if those things don't discourage you from drinking it and you like it, more power to you. After all, there are many people out there who prefer an earthier, funkier taste to their beverages. And it's also important to note that, yes, since mushroom coffee products are cut with mushrooms, they do have considerably less caffeine if that's something you're trying to cut down on. To be honest, I'm just kind of tired of these companies hopping onto health trends, selling a more expensive product, and promising all kinds of benefits that might not actually be there. They may not care if their claims are true, but you definitely should. In general, you should be wary of companies telling you that ingredients found within them are gonna cure your problems. And learn to read the labels so you can make sure you're getting what you think you're buying. Mushroom coffee isn't the first, and it certainly won't be the last in a line of products that may or may not have health benefits. Still, if you're looking for a morning buzz that could possibly make your Mondays seem a little bit less stressful, it certainly couldn't hurt. You know, besides the taste of it. But hey, that's just a theory. A food theory. Buen provecho. And hey, are energy drinks healthy now? Click the link on screen to find out more. And as always, I'll see you next week.